Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, so we're drawing to the end of the year-ish, getting close, but are you the person who's trying to figure out how to use up all of your unused annual leave, or are you one of those people who's struggling to find enough days to take off a decent Christmas? Well, there's a new survey out from a recruitment company, and it has found that a third of Irish people don't take all of their allocated annual leave. Patricia Murray is a workplace psychologist and she's here. This is, I struggle to believe, who are these people who aren't taking their holidays?
Indeed, and I've met some of them, Claire. So, I mean, surprised as I was too, I just thought back to only a few weeks ago where I had a client, which I didn't expect to have, who, as one of the things they do to make themselves feel better at work or to make the employer think they're better, is they go in earlier than everybody else, they leave later, and they don't take all their annual leave. And the thing is, what they think they're doing is being best in class and showing that they're so committed and that their contract with the employer is better than everybody else's. But the problem is, when people do that, then they expect a reward, like all of us do.
A promotion or a pay rise. And does that not always happen?
Well, the reason the person was coming to me was they thought maybe, you know, might be bullying, might be stress. I didn't get the promotion and somebody else did, who in fact doesn't come in early and does take their leave. But the thing is, I have to then go into the business of your perception of what you give and get isn't, you're making wrong assumptions. Those people who think that they do these things and they'll get a reward won't necessarily get the reward. But I mean, this is not all of the people who do this. There are some people who are very, very busy one year. Mm-hmm. They have a big holiday allocation. They don't take all the allocation. It might may well be very rational and okay to do now and then.
Can we go back to the person who's doing it so that they are the good employee? What is the general perception of the employer of that person?
In the beginning, the perception, like all human beings, when you're getting something for free, which is what they're getting, the perception is good, because now I can use Bill more because Bill is showing such flexibility. But what happens to all of us when we get something for nothing? When you're giving something, this is a psychological truism, when you're giving something and you don't really value it, so you're saying, I don't really value this, you can have it. Then within a very short time, the person who's getting it doesn't value it either.
They take you for granted if you're coming in early, going home late, not taking your holidays. So really the employee should be pulling back from that.
If anything, that's a short term approach.
Yeah.
It's not a long term approach. And often, unfortunately for that employee, the opposite happens. What happens really is that the employer then thinks they take a long time to get everything done. They're dedicated and they're committed. But I'm not going to offer them this better job because, you know, they're struggling a bit because they can't get the job done in the time.
So, yeah. So then you have the people who are practical, you know, and you explained there you might have had a busy year or whatever it might be. So that's sort of understandable.
Yeah, rational.
Then you have people whose entire identity is wrapped up in their work and in their workplace, and they'd rather just not take the holiday time.
Yeah, this is a problem for some of my friends and colleagues in psychology who are therapists, which I'm not, obviously. But they, you know, when we meet and talk about things that are going on in their work lives, like couples in their late 50s, where one person is now ready to work less and put in for more holidays or more unpaid leave or go on trips or day trips, you know, weekends. And the other party is saying, oh, no, I don't want to take all the leave because I'm so busy. So this actually is a phenomenon, and it causes issues between couples as they age, because the party who doesn't want to take the leave might well be afraid of the leisure time. You know, when you're in work, you get a great sense of mastery if you like your job. You press button A, you get B. You press button B, you get C. You get more pay and people like you. So it's quite easy. It's an easy exchange. Whereas the world of going on holiday or staying at home or tackling that garden or tackling the relationship issues that are lurking there for maybe years while you were paying the mortgage and raising the kids is more frightening, and not unreasonably. So you've got some people who don't take all their leave because they don't want to be faced with the challenge that leisure time brings about, which it does.
And that challenge is going to come. I mean, you're going to reach retirement at some stage and you're going to be not wrapped up in that workplace. So you need to prepare for that.
You do. You need to prepare for that. So I would say to that, that's a cohort, a particular cohort, 55 plus, where they may be used to not taking all the leave, and they did previously have an identity that said, I don't need to. And that cohort, if they're in a couple where the other party is saying, take the leave now, in fact, take extra leave, they need to start preparing for that mentally first. So I wouldn't say take all your leave next year. I'd say take an extra 2 or 3 days where you've no plan and see what you can do, and then gradually take it. Now, those people who are listening, who are self-employed or who run their own business, might well be laughing, thinking, gosh, were I so lucky as to have an allocation of leave. So You know, it's not true that you're wrong if you don't take all your leave. There are reasons sometimes why people are doing it that make business sense. But, you know, obviously what we would say in psychology is you need to have some leisure time that isn't all planned. That's just leisure time and see how you fill it. Mm-hmm. So just the 2 week holidays, holidays are stressful in themselves at times. So you need other times where you're just idling.
At home, doing little jobs for yourself at home. Yeah. And the survey that we're referring to here, it found that men are more likely not to use all of their leave. Is that right?
Yeah.
Are you surprised by that at all?
No, I would think that's the case. And the thing is, that probably is a reflection of the demographics of the workplace as well. And the fact that previously maybe more women were in partly caregiving roles too. And so their psychosocial world was different because they had more exposure to different aspects of the social world traditionally. But as we move away from those traditional models where women are more taking on similar roles to men, that probably will change. And it easily could be the case now that plenty of women are also not taking that because they want to be seen to be very committed. And it's one very kind of technical, easy way to look committed, but it's shallow. It doesn't actually really mean more than just shallow commitment. Mm-hmm. It's not the ideal. If I were an employer, I'd be saying, I really want you to do the job really well, but take your leave too.
Yes. So you need to plan it out and make sure you're using those days. And you need to be aware as well that there are a lot of places now will only allow you to carry over a certain number of days into the next year. So you could be gifting them three, four, five days.
That is such a tragedy that you're gifting them. I mean, and the thing is, what I said earlier really does hold true, though. It isn't long term appreciated. You know, you have the theory of reciprocity, which is that if you think if you give something, you're going to get something back. You won't always, and the diminishing returns of what you've given will kick in after year two or three. And then it's hard to take it back and start taking your leave. So be aware of that too. Mm-hmm.
What about the link, or is there one, between hoarding your holidays and burnout? Is there a link there?
Well, there's a link. The people who are really strategic in hoarding their holidays possibly are people who are watching themselves because they know they're going to go on a long haul trip or something. So burnout is associated with overworking and not watching it. So the people who are burning out are probably not even hoarding. They're not even bothering to hoard and to gather and to know that next year I'm going to have a release because I'm going to, you know, Australia, Canada, whatever. That will be 3 or 4 weeks. So whether it's because you hoard or it's because you just overwork, but normally in burnout, you're not watching yourself at all. You're not aware of yourself. You're in the bubble of too much work, exhaustion, cynicism, and then lowered self-efficacy. And you're not able to necessarily narrate that. Whereas the person who can say, yes, I'm working too hard this time, I'm working a lot, but I'll be taking that leave in 2 years' time. It's a different kind of person.
See, some people, when they're caught up in the workplace, they'll say, I can't take 3 Fridays off before the end of the year because I'm needed and the place will fall apart if I'm not there and my employer will frown upon that. It's just too busy. I can't do it.
Yeah, but sometimes that's quite reasonable. I mean, sometimes, you know, and also the other thing we must mention is people love their jobs and get loads from their jobs and absolutely enjoy the reward and the mastery and the sense of achievement they get. And it may well be the case that they can't take the time off for a period of time. And like, I don't think any of us would be saying that's irrational. That's rational at times. But what you must do is only do that for a period of time that's healthy enough. And what some people do when they get into that, say, rota, is they forget then that someone else is picking up the pieces for them. Someone is doing all the work at home or all the work in the club you're in or all the driving or all. And you are doing then to them what your employer is doing to you because you're letting them pick up all that flack and they're not saying anything. And you're assuming then that you just deserve that because you've made a decision to put all your eggs into the work basket. So it happens each way. You know, you take advantage of people who give you things without putting a worth on them and saying that it's okay, you can have it. Very soon you think, actually, you can't have it. Can I have it back? That's when the trouble arises.
Take your holidays. Take your holidays. Days. Take what you're due. Patricia, thank you so much. Patricia Murray, who is a workplace psychologist. Back after this quick break.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.